insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد الخلق أجمعين محمد بن عبد الله وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As you remember, we were talking about our prophets' manners and characters according to some verses of the Holy Quran. What we've mentioned it in the previous sessions was that the Prophet was a perfect servant of Allah. He is a good exemplar for the believers. We also talked about that he is a mercy by Allah upon all mankind, as well as being merciful to the all mankind in general, and to the faithful especially. In this session, we will talk about some other verses concerning his morality. So let's first listen to the recitation of the verse.
لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. This verse in Surah At-Tawbah says that certainly there has come to you an apostle from among yourselves. Grievous to him is your distress. He is full of concern for you. And towards the believers, he is compassionate and merciful. This is a very nice verse describing the Prophet's manners in dealing with the believers especially. Of course, I would say at the end of my word that this is not confined to Muslims, but the situation of this verse gives us this understanding that it is mostly about Prophet's manners toward Muslims and the faithful. It says at the beginning, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. The Prophet is from among yourselves. You have been knowing him from before. You know, the Prophet was known as Al-Amin, the trusted one, before his message and before his prophethood. So he's from you, from yourselves. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. Grievous to him is your distress. Your suffering grieves him. If you suffer from something, he would be sad. He would concern about that. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He is anxious about you. He is eager for your perfection. He concerns about you. He is full of concern for you. This is maybe a very outstanding word in describing someone that Allah says, حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He is eager for your perfection. You know, people, they're eager in lots of worldly matters and things, but the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his household is eager about his nation's perfection. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Eagerness and being anxious about things like that, about the perfection of the nation, of the people, of your friends, is a very good manner. So the Prophet is anxious about you, about your perfection. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. And he is compassionate and merciful towards the believers. Of course, this part mentions the special kind, the special part of the Prophet's mercy towards people. Also, there are other verses in the same context of meaning. For example, in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, addressing his Prophet, he says, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ O my Prophet, maybe you imperil yourself, maybe you imperil your life for their sake, out of distress, that they will not have faith. Their having not faith was so grief for the Prophet. He was really sad about that. Why they do not believe? Why they do not have faith? If you want to give you an example, I would say that you see a father is very anxious about his son, is very anxious about his daughter, about his studying, about his education. When he does not study well, his father is so anxious, concerns a lot about him, concerns a lot for him. Why? Because he's the father. Father always concerns, is anxious about his household, about his family, wants them to be successful. Even if the son does not care about the situation, the father does. So the Prophet is the father of all of us, of all the faithful. So he is so anxious about their guidance, about their faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ Maybe you imperil your life, maybe you kill yourself out of distress and out of grief, out of sadness, because they don't believe. This indicates that the Prophet was so eager, was so concerning about this faith. Also another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O the Prophet, do not fret yourself to death regretting for them. You're regretting for them at the stage that you want to fret yourself. You want to kill yourself. Do not imperil your life for their sake. In the verse which was recited at the beginning of the session, we heard that عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِمَا عَنِتُّمْ If you have any problem, if you have any distress, this is very grievous for him. This is very grievous to him. This is because the Prophet is the father of all of us. He is anxious about our guidance, anxious about our faith, and anxious about our deeds. So in this situation, isn't it better that we try to be perfect followers of him? You know, when someone is attributed to someone else, to something, he should be very careful. When you go somewhere and they know you that you are the son of Mr. So-and-so, for example, you try your best to keep the reputation of your father. Why? Because they know you, because you're attributed to him. The same case is here. We are all attributed to the Holy Prophet, to the Prophet of Islam, to the Prophet of Mercy. So we have to try to be like him. We have to try to follow him as best as we can, so that, because if we mispresent him, it will result in misunderstanding him by other people. Why? Because they do not see the Prophet himself. They see us. They see me and you. When they see me, when they see you not following the Prophet, not paying attention to the moral values and virtues, they will say that, okay, let's look at these Muslims, they are the followers of the Prophet. The Prophet was very anxious, he was full of concern about his companions. It has been narrated that he was asking about his disciples and his companions if they were absent. If they were absent, he was asking about the absent disciples. If he was sick, he was going to visit him. If he was in a travel or on a journey, he was praying for him. Not only, of course, as I told you at the beginning of the session, this concerning was not confined to the believers. Of course, in this verse, the meaning is confined to the faithful, but he also was very concerned about his tribe and his family, his relatives, who were not Muslims.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
In Uhud battle, when a tooth of His Holiness was broken by the enemy, the disciples told the Prophet to curse him and ask him to curse them, to curse the polytheists. But he said, "I have not been sent to curse people, but to pray for them." And after that he said, "Allahumma ihdi qawmi fa'innahum la ya'lamun." O Allah, guide my clan, because they do not know, for they do not know. So he always was praying for other people's guidance, and he always was anxious and was in full of concern for others, believers and even non-believers. Inshallah, in the next session, we would talk more and we would review on some other verses concerning the moral values and the moral character of our beloved Prophet. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, 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 ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, Subhanallah.
خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة الفاطمة
يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر
من خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة